This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. After a prolonged study, the American College of Physicians is opposing assisted suicide. They say the control over the manner and timing of a person's death has not been and should not be a goal of medicine. Bioethicist Wesley Smith continues to reiterate that arranged early death is merely another form of abandonment. Pro-life advocates are adamant that to redirect Planned Parenthood funding to other medical clinics free of abortion, the Graham Cassidy health care bill must pass. And that comes down to getting support from 2 of 4 Republican senators who are opposed or uncommitted from Arizona, Kentucky, Alaska, and Maine. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
In other headlines, free abortions under the guise of aid for Hurricane Harvey have taken the lives of 74 babies. A talk on citizenship at a North Dallas suburban school has erupted into controversy. Actress Janine Turner happened to mention her opposition to funding abortion for sex trafficking victims in literature left with students, and some parents are outraged. And pro-life groups say there are less than 7 weeks before off-year elections. They say statewide elections in Virginia and New Jersey and 7 congressional races deserve close examination by pro-life voters. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.